Welcome back, guys. DGS 306. Don't forget that KMOX Day is coming back. It is going to be on May 8th. You can get a bobblehead of Ricky and Rooney, and you can get a VIP ticket and get not only the bobblehead, but you can also do a meet and greet with the guys, which would be a lot of fun. They're both very, very cordial. They're both friends of mine, but I've also taken a few people up to the broadcast booth, and they're both very, very accommodating and make you feel really special. So if you're into KMOX, if you're into the Cardinals, that's going to be the day to go. We'll be there, of course, as well. I mean, you have to find us, but, you know, how hard can that be?
It's like Where's Waldo?
No. Yeah, exactly. Well, we're one of those.
Just look for the band of misfits.
Yeah. Yeah. Island of Misfits.
That's true. It's like none of us really looks like they belong with the other.
Yeah, because that's true. We're like.
It's like the Breakfast Club.
Yeah. It's a little bit, isn't it? It's quite a bit like
it's
that.
It's like when people try on shoes at a shoe store and then just throw them in a pile. By the way, did you guys have the shoe race in your field day? Did you have field day, by the way?
In grade school, I don't think so, because we only had like 22 kids in class.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
We had it in high school. We called it Armageddon Day.
Oh, it was the best. Yeah. I lived for field day.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just the absolute best.
What's the shoe race?
Shoe race is you take off your shoes and you throw them in a pile, and then the teachers mix them all up, and it's probably, 40 yards away. And I was always the fastest, and you race there, then you have to find your shoes, put them on, lace them up, tie them, which was my problem, and then run back. So I was there like 5 minutes before anyone else, and I would find my shoes, and I'm like, if the bunny goes through the hole.
Yeah, you were just a little too early for the Velcro shoes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Light up shoes? Is that not a thing yet?
No, nope. Those and the wheelies were not things yet.
Nope, not things.
Nope.
Me and Sam Shear just ruled at the three-legged race. You know what I struggled with, though? The sack race.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was
tough.
I don't think I've ever done one of those, like, for reals. Like, actually racing.
I think I tried to go too fast.
Oh.
I'd always just face plant.
Yeah, that's what happens.
We should have a field day here.
You know what? That'd be pretty fun.
It'd be really fun.
We should
fun.
Do it like Battle of the Network Stars, but do it for KMOX.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think if we pitted all the shows, why am I even asking this question? Of course we would win if we pitted all the shows against each other.
Who would be our chief competition?
Probably Chris and Amy.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking building wide.
Building wide? Ooh.
Oh. Oh, so yeah, like because we got to do all of them. Yeah. Yeah, Brad was.
She's held back by Wiggins.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's probably the Annie Fry show.
Yeah.
We can take Reardon as long as it's not in a debate.
Oh, no, we can take him there, too.
Okay.
Yeah, fine. We have Wheeler. Give me a break.
Oh, yeah. What am I even thinking about?
I've known Reardon for 17 years.
So what
I got
you're
him.
Saying is.
I've known him for 17 years. I got him covered.
That'd be a lot of fun. Stairway to Kevin.
All right, let's talk space. Rach, there's some audio that goes along with this. I just wanted to play. It's not very long, but. You remember, Dave, last year when the Webb telescope discovered carbon dioxide and methane on a planet, on an exoplanet.
I'm into this.
It's K2-18b, right? Well, I just saw this in the last couple of days. I don't know. Let's put it this way. I don't know any more than what's in here, but this is a Cambridge astrophysicist, okay?
Pretty good.
It's not a rando, right? It's like Avi Loeb is not a rando. These are not random people. These are people that don't just make stuff up. His name is Niku Madhusudan. He works at Cambridge, and he said in an interview that he thinks there's a 50-50 chance they're going to discover life on this planet.
The analysis will start anytime now.
Wow. So how long is it going to take to fully analyze this?
So we will obviously take our time to do very careful analysis. So it's going to be months before we can say anything for sure.
What do you put the chances of having found life?
At this stage, I would say 50-50.
Wow, that high?
Purely going by what the data has been telling us in the past and what we know from theory, it could be 50-50. It is very high, I know. But that's what the data says.
Again, dumb question, but I think, context matters here. Is that, have there been other situations, other discoveries where they've said, right, we think this is 50-50, we think this is about as close as we've ever been to discovering it?
Not on an exoplanet, never. Not a planet outside the solar system.
That's incredible. I think, Professor, you are a couple of months away from being perhaps the most famous person in the world.
So they think.
I wonder if he knows Bettany.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know, but
yeah.
Cambridge, you know, they're both in the UK. Mm-hmm.
Wonder if he's ever hit on her.
I don't know.
He better not have.
I don't know. I know you did.
He better
he
not
sounds
have.
Sounds like it.
So the thing that they think they...
I've discovered life thing. Okay.
Yeah, and then she knows all about past.
Right.
Yeah.
He's so
it's like the perfect...
Cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Meanwhile, I'm making the fart noise with my armpit. Hey, Bettany, listen.
Yeah. So what they think they've found is dimethyl sulfate, which I believe is to our knowledge on Earth, it is only found where there is something alive. And
again, we're probably not talking giraffes.
No,
we could
no,
be
they
talking
don't know.
Bacteria.
Right. They're not, I don't think there's any, I didn't hear him in any of these interviews, yeah. in this particular interview, say that what they specifically thought that life would be. They didn't say sentient life. They didn't say animals, plants, whatever. Again, could just be cellular organ. But any form of anything living anywhere else is the greatest discovery in human history.
Yes.
And... again, we don't know what form it is, but this is happening soon, right? Like, we're going to discover something, whether it's microorganisms.
Okay, this guy could do it in a few months,
right?
But if we live a natural lifetime, I think we'll know in our natural lifetime, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. And again, this is an exoplanet. It's so far away that it's unlikely that we will ever discover a way to get there in our lifetimes, or that whatever is there would ever get here. But that's still, I mean, even if it is, we're never going to meet. Any kind of discovery of life is a fascinating thing.
The difference between one set of life, us, and two is bigger than two and a trillion. It just means that
it crosses the bridge.
It's out there.
Yeah.
And if it's out there, it's probably out there pretty much everywhere.
I mean, mathematically speaking, right, all the mathematicians say the likelihood of something somewhere else is almost absolute.
If you take our egocentrism out of it, yes.
Right. It's almost absolute that there is something, some other form of life out there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute, yes, I mean. It doesn't mean that you'll ever come into contact with it, and it doesn't mean that it's going to look like us, communicate like us, be as advanced as us, or who knows, maybe be so far more advanced that we wouldn't even notice it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, the question is, do ants recognize that we exist? I don't know. We don't know. It could be that big of a difference.
Oh, that's terrifying.
What got you?
The ant thing specifically. But it's also just like, I don't know. I'm we get so excited at the thought of, like, finding, you know, intelligent life or alien life or whatever, that I feel like a lot of us skip past the fact that it's terrifying. That's scary.
I don't think it's that scary.
What? You're the one that's scared of aliens.
I was scared of aliens as a child, and the more I think of it as an adult, I am less scared, because if they're out there and they're already observing us and they haven't done anything to hurt us, then it's probably fine.
Again,
that's well spoken, but I can't believe she hit me with the as a child.
Yeah, that's funny. But I mean, again, thinking of it
when I was a baby, I was scared.
Most.
Yeah, then I grew up.
Before I got my permanent teeth, yes.
So, like, using the ant comparison, right? Yes, human beings kill ants, and we specifically kill them when they go places we don't want them to be, right? Mm-hmm. In our houses, in our kitchens, or whatever. But we're not hunting ants.
True.
Right.
We're not trying to exterminate all ants. And they vastly outnumber us, too, by the way. Like, there's... I don't even know if you did the... What I forget what it was, David. One time I brought it up, but, like, the sheer tonnage
trillions
of bugs...
of
compared to humans, is we are outnumbered, outweighed, out everything. Yeah. They live underground.
We live on a bug planet.
Right, right. And... based on that, we don't have any need, because they're not any kind of threat to us. In the times where they annoy us, yes, we get rid of them. So I guess we should work on not annoying aliens.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's a good way to put it.
Don't piss them off.
Yeah.
Don't give them a reason. The ones that would be more advanced.
Stay out of their chips.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And don't crawl on them, because they probably won't
like
that.
They're like, as long as they don't go to Mars, we're cool.
Yeah. Could you imagine, like... All right, this is a weird thought. This isn't really like a smart, hey, let's do smart science talk. This is the weird, crazy one. Could you imagine if you ran into anything that was size-wise to us that we are to an ant? I mean, I think of it like I always laugh because my dogs are tiny, right? They come up to my shins. And I'm like, how crazy must that be to look up at something that is 8 times your size, 10 times your size?
Especially if it's Christy Gnome.
We're going for a walk, Mom?
Oh,
my
brutal.
Mom's the governor. She loves me.
Yeah. She's okay, bad.
Sorry. 322 DGS. Dave Murray coming in with 330. You have some audio for me?
Yeah, Wheels has some audio.
Yeah, I think all of us will be interested in this one. So Jerry Seinfeld was on, I think it's called the New York Radio Hour, and he was talking a bit about comedy in 2024 and comedy shows, and, well, he had an interesting take.
Nothing really affects comedy. People always need it. They need it so badly, and they don't get it. It used to be you would go home at the end of the day. Most people would go, oh, Cheers is on. Oh, MASH is on. Oh, Mary Tyler Moore is on. All in the Family's on. You just expected there'll be some funny stuff we can watch on TV tonight. Well, guess what? Where is it? This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap and people worrying so much about offending other people. Mm-hmm. When you write a script and it goes into four or five different hands, committees, groups, here's our thought about this joke. Well, that's the end of your comedy. They move the gates, like in skiing.
Yeah.
Culture, the gates are moving. Your job is to be agile and clever enough that wherever they put the gates, I'm going to make the gate.
I have a bunch of quotes from him, too.
Yeah.
He did a thing with Hoda Kotb, and I'll just read some of them. He says, talking about life, you know what it is? It's boy. I could really live with a lot less stuff, things, people, activities. I'm not doing nothing anymore. We're going to essentialize now. I like to essentialize. I like to purify. I like to streamline. This is where life gets better, by taking things out of it. I realize I have a tendency to get depressed. I would never want to not have that if I would lose the creative gift that came with it. It's a part of it. It's probably an overactive brain issue. I wouldn't call it real depression. I don't know what the word for it is. My mood just darkens. I get a darkening mood and I want to get out of it. I hate going anywhere. I still go because watch the difference. Whatever I do, I'm not going to like it.
Is he going goth?
I know. My wife says it's tough on her. She gets upset when I have a bad time. I don't. I knew it was going to suck, and then I'm going to complain about it, which is something I do enjoy. That's what I love. I love complaining.
That's great context for what we just heard him say, too.
Yeah.
Because some of what I hear there is essentially grumpy old man, right? I think there's some truth to what he's saying, and keeping in mind that he's not really a big ideologue, right? Like, this is not some MAGA guy blaming crazy left people. I mean, he donates to both parties, but he's been viewed as a Democrat. There is a point that's true in there, but then there's also the part about TV shows. And I hate that kind of thing. That's part of why I wanted to get into it, because I think he makes an interesting point. Comedy is meant to do all those things that he's talking about, but he's pretending that other people aren't doing that. I mean, Chappelle exists. You know, mm-hmm. Whether you agree with what's happening, that exists. You know, I mean, Louis C.K. is back.
Kind
of
dated
like,
him because there's never been more comedy.
It's just not on network TV.
It's just not on network TV.
Yeah. Right. And that's the thing that bothered me about it the most is it's not what you remember. It's not appointment TV, but it's TV at your convenience. And yeah, you know what? NBC doesn't have all those shows anymore like they used to. But they're on Amazon and Apple and Hulu and every other place. That's what drives me nuts about it is you find a kernel in there that you're like, yes, people that take everything too seriously make things less fun. True. Absolutely true. Doesn't matter which ideology they are. If you take things too seriously and you're always barking back and mad at people that are making jokes that you don't like, well, who cares? You are making everything less fun, but it's not like fun's not being had.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree with that part. Yeah.
Well, and he also brings up the point that you can still play the game as long as you're willing to play the game. Like, he's talking about, like, making it through those gates and dipping
being
and
agile.
Diving. Yeah, like, that's part of being a funny person. Yeah, you should be able to talk and make comedy without just hurting a ton of people. I don't really think it's that hard to do material that's not going to be super offensive to groups of people. But I think he does make a good point, though. Just for entertainment in general, not even just comedy, I think we have so many committees that everything goes through and everything is so, like, homogenized now.
Yeah.
And it's not even like a PC thing. It's more of a money thing. Like, we are so scared
to lose money.
Mm-hmm. And that's why things just aren't as exciting as they were back
in the day. I agree with
that. But at the same time, if you go into the streaming world, there are people that take risks.
Yeah.
And they spend a lot of money on vanity projects or whatever. It's harder if you're just trying to get like a studio movie made.
Yeah.
Right? It's harder if you're trying to get a network sitcom made, I'm guessing.
Oh, I mean, there are a lot of people out there, let's face it, they're probably older or like me, and they don't have social media. And they maybe don't have cable or Netflix or Amazon for one reason or another. Maybe they don't have the money. Maybe they don't like it. But anyone who's depending on network television, to Rachel's point, the little I've seen of network television these days, like after the news, some sitcom will come on. It is, homogenized is the perfect word.
Yeah.
It's gone through some sort of machine that takes all of the funny and the sex out of it. And it's, and by sex, I mean interesting. Right. I don't mean like literal sex.
Right.
But it takes all the nectar out of it.
Right. But then you have places like FX that do edgy stuff. Yeah. And you have like people online are like, this guy pretends like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia doesn't exist, which is, I've never watched it, but it's in that vein of pushing the boundaries and doing all that. And it's very popular. Yeah, it's just not on a network show.
Like me, like you, like everyone is a product of their time.
Right.
And we're always going to go back to when we were the most relevant.
Right.
And compare things.
Yep.
So, 335 DGS. God just poked me in the eye. I was listening to this song. It's one of my favorite songs. And it's simple enough. I know how to play it on multiple instruments. And I was feeling cool. And I was going to take a drink. And I thought I was down to just ice. Uh-huh. And so I was going to really tip it up there, you know, and let the ice come falling down in my mouth. But I forgot I filled it full of soda. So I was just, I was literally deciding, am I going to do air like giddling, 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 or am I going to do air like found, 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 found? And next thing you know, I just have soda going down my chest.
Hey, it happens, man.
You just can't put yourself out there too much.
Nope.
You can't feel too cool.
The aliens have nothing to worry about
God
with us, do they?
God has a long finger. Right in the eye, buddy. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So we caught up on some rain last night, huh?
Yeah, we got, you know, we at least got some. Most of the severe weather, as we mentioned, almost all of last week was going to be in Oklahoma, Kansas, Western Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, and man, have they gotten hammered. Mm. And that pattern's really not going to change through Wednesday. That's the prime zone for severe weather is going to stay exactly in the same place.
Dave, this sounds like the kind of thing that you hate, and maybe it's bad information, but I saw an article that whoever is in charge of this says that they're going to add 6 to the hurricane scale because they expect them to be so much worse than they have been.
I've heard rumors of that. Nothing official that I have heard on that, but it's, you know, why not just make it 10? Why don't we just jump from 5 to 10?
Why is it getting worse? Is it the global warming thing? Or, I mean, do you think it really is getting worse?
No, I think that, you know, last year was not too bad. Last year was fairly quiet because of the El Nino pattern. This year is going to be gangbusters. There's no question about it. Now, will that translate to major hurricanes hitting the U.S.? It's hard to say at this point. We'll have more on that in the summer forecast coming up later in May. But it looks like a very active pattern because we're out of El Nino and we're going into La Nina, which is a pattern that tends to pop the hurricanes.
How are we looking this week?
This week is kind of interesting. You know, first of all, the cicadas are starting to come out.
Uh-oh.
And, I know you wanted to hear that. I
haven't seen my first one yet.
No, no.
Not yet. Well, start looking.
I think I got attacked by one last night.
Just like the seventh seal has been broken.
I was driving. Is it possible some of them are out already, Dave?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I was driving down.
Is it possible they shop at Casey's?
Down 367. And the window was down. I was in the passenger seat. My wife was driving. And this giant bug hits like the corner of the window, like that's open. And I feel something like thud onto my chest. And I'm like, what was that? And then I look down and I see like half a bug. And I'm like, what is that? And I start screaming. And I start like thrashing, you know, thrashing about. Yeah. And
I'm sure your wife loved that as she was trying to drive.
She thought
she couldn't get home fast enough to make love.
She thought it was funny, at least, that I was screaming hysterically and thrashing around. But I lost sight of it in the car, so I don't know what it was, but I think it was a cicada.
Did the spiders get it?
What a story.
No,
the mouse. The mice will get it.
I lived a lifetime.
What
there.
The spiders will eat it.
What the mice will eat the spiders.
What I'm saying is that I'm already being attacked by them, Mr. Wheeler. You don't have nothing to be scared about.
Did it bite you?
It attacked me.
Did it sting you?
No, it technically did not attack you. You attacked it because you hit it with the car.
Yeah.
See, you're still around.
He's just going about his business, and here comes this car.
Damn straight.
Isn't there a children's book where it's like, the bug eats the ant?
The old lady lived in a shoe?
I don't know.
What is she going to do?
I think she just had a bunch of kids. I don't think that was the...
Oh, yeah, right.
Something eats, yeah. Yeah,
they're all the
spider
eating each other.
Wriggled
the bird eats the spider.
Yeah.
This is all happening in Andrew's car.
That alligator eats
Andrew
the bird.
Find that and sing that.
That used to freak me out. I hated when we sang that. First of all, because once you sing it, you know where it's going.
Yeah.
And if you're starting on the spider, you're like, I got eight more animals to go on this thing.
And then what is it? And then people eat everything.
People eat everything.
And then
the farmer in the
I saw a thing the other day. Where Bingo was his name-o, and they're like, was Bingo the dog or the farmer? And I'm like,
yeah.
Bingo was the dog, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know.
There was a farmer, had a dog, and Bingo was
Bingo
his name-o.
Right, right. Name-o.
Depends on where the comma is.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all about the punctuation.
Mm-hmm. What if it was just, what if it's the farmer? What if that whole thing
what
is about a farmer?
What if the farmer is named Bingo?
Yeah.
And the dog's just a dog.
His name dog?
Got pet that dog.
Did we finish the forecast?
No, we haven't even touched on it yet.
No, we got sidetracked by the thrashing and yelling.
And then boom, in the chest!
Oh, it stopped with Dave referring to
the
cicadas.
Left.
The cicadas, right. That's what put us down that line.
And it ends with, can I pet that dog?
All right, nice evening tonight. Nice overnight. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, though. There could be a little patchy ground fog first thing. Morning spectacular. A little warmer, a little more humid in the afternoon. The southerly flow returning 82. Increasing clouds Tuesday night. Maybe a spot thunderstorm after midnight, 62. Wednesday, partly sunny, warm and humid. Feels like summer, 85 degrees, but nothing more than a spot thunderstorm. I think we'll see an uptick in scattered showers and thunderstorms going through Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, and throughout much of the day on Friday. Not going to be raining all the time, but it's another cool front coming in, so some action should fire up.
Very good. Headlines, Rach?
Brought to you by Schnucks. Get your groceries delivered or use curbside pickup with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right. I hate to bring him up because we haven't talked about Trump all day, I don't think. But he has other than the Chet segment. But Trump has a 6-point lead in a national poll, though in three key states, he and Biden are about even. So a new national poll by CNN has Trump 6 points ahead of Biden when the two are placed in a hypothetical head-to-head contest with the support of 49% of registered voters compared to Biden's 43%. They're separated by just 1 to 2 points in Michigan, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. So
any of those, like I've asked this before and like I've asked it of Think Tank. Do you care this early? Like, does it affect you when you hear someone's up or down?
No, I mean, I bring it up all the time because we need content for the show. But generally, it's like we're so far out.
I saw a guy on. Now, it's only a guy. He's just a pundit for Trump, like admittedly. But yesterday he was on with another guy on CNN, and it's, you know, Sunday afternoon, so you know it's probably the C team. But he was making the Biden guy was making the point: Trump is only a character. We don't know anything about his policy for 2024 and beyond. And blah 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 blah. And the Trump guy goes, and I think he was just being honest. He was saying the quiet part out loud. He goes, "It's so early. It would be what was the word he used? I think I wrote it down." It would be irresponsible for Trump to make any policy statements because that would give people way too much time to judge him badly. And so we wait until August to come out with anything policy because that's all the time we really want people to understand what it is we're all about. And I was like, you realize you're saying this into a microphone on national television.
Yeah.
But I think he's just being honest.
I think he's just being honest, and he's winning the popularity contest right now. So, I mean, they're not doing anything wrong.
So why talk about policy?
Right. Speaking of Biden and Trump, according to a new poll from CBS News / YouGov, 55% of voters share that Biden makes them feel more worried than anything, while 48% said the same for Trump. Even worse are the emotions that respondents associated with Trump and Biden. Confidence was ranked third for Trump and sixth for Biden. Second for Biden was insecure. 41% of voters said they felt insecure when thinking of Biden, while Trump's number two emotion was anger, with 44% reporting that. So nothing good. Yeah. No positive emotions whatsoever.
That's great.
When we're talking about these two
men. Thanks, guys.
One last Trump story. Apparently, he wants DeSantis to help close the fundraising gap, according to sources. And those same sources say that DeSantis has agreed to help. Look at how things move since a year ago this time.
So the guy just makes fun of you and calls you names and everything. And you're just like, yep, I'll help you.
Like, let me strap on my heels and
get my white boots.
How would he be as a running mate?
DeSantis?
Yeah.
DeSantis?
I think he would be fine.
Does he help?
You think he has to stand on a step stool next to Trump?
Mm.
And I mean, not because he should, because I'm a short person. I mean, because he would, because he's such a small-minded person. Yeah.
I think he would be fine as a running mate. I think he would help. Not that Trump needs a lot of help. Again, he's winning the popularity contest, but I think he would. There were a lot of people who wanted DeSantis, and I'm sure are more than willing to vote for Trump, but it would just kind of be the icing on the cake for them, I'm sure. Police officer hirings in the U.S. increased in 2023 after years of decline, a new survey shows. Department saw an exodus of officers after the pandemic and George Floyd's 2020 death at the hands of many Minneapolis police officers. So, you know, recruiting had gone downhill, but last year it went up.
Good.
Let's see. According to a report, TikTok's owner would rather it be shut down in the U.S. rather than sell it. I think we might have talked about this for a little bit on Friday. But ByteDance would prefer just completely shutting it down than sharing their algorithm.
I mean, it's a negotiating tool. I can't imagine that that's true, but, you know, who knows? Maybe everything they say is true and it's strictly for spying and they just don't want to get caught.
Yeah.
And my final story here, just thought this was kind of neat. A watch from the Titanic sold for a record amount. The gold timepiece belonged to John Jacob Astor, who died when the ship sank. And the winning bid for this watch went for $1.485 million
at auction. I think he was the richest guy on the Titanic.
Insane. Yes.
Who was?
Kind of owned New York City.
Astor.
John Jacob Astor.
Yeah. Anderson Cooper did a book on that whole family.
Interesting.
It's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah. You know, he's a Vanderbilt. Did you know that, Rach?
Anderson Cooper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Well, it took me a second. Yeah.
Now I know how that cicada felt hitting him in the chest.
Jeez.
Thanks, Dave.
Want some fun facts?
Yes. Please. I don't know why everything I'm saying is sounding so aggressive for some reason.
Yes, Dave.
Yes, give me a fun fact.
For the love of all that is holy,
you
can we do
you put me in my place with that last one.
Just do it.
You ever heard of this? Yeah. Yeah.
You going to talk about the fun facts or are you going to read the fun facts?
We all have. Let's see. What do we have here? Oh, for Andrew. Mm. Hot dog saved a man's life.
Yeah, mine.
Omaha, Nebraska. On Friday, a tornado destroyed his house. He was only gone because he had a craving for a hot dog and went to a local Circle K.
Oh, man. After my own heart.
Andrew's like, is that family?
That will, yeah, that will be 100% the way
Dad. Remember the $800 pea stain jeans?
Oh, yeah.
Sold out.
Oh my God.
They're sold out online. You cannot find them. They're going for $2,000 online now.
If you wash them, does the stain come out?
No.
Okay. Okay.
That was him, right? That wasn't me.
I think it was him.
Okay, good.
You're not the problem.
I didn't have a follow-up riff ready. I was like,
he's like, oh.
All right.
Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky was asked how she made it through prison, and she said, literally, quote, I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Yeah, I'm going to keep being faked down. Yeah, like she overcame some real adversity.
Wow, she did it to Aunt Becky now.
She's the worst.
She's really struggling, huh? Oh, boy. Oh.